Our free podcast is made possible by contributions to Stardate and your local radio station. Please visit stardate.org to make a donation, to subscribe to our paid premium same-day audio, or to sponsor Stardate for a day. Stardate, September 29th. The sun travels through the galaxy inside its own bubble. The bubble is generated by the sun's magnetic field, and it's filled with charged particles carried by the solar wind. Our knowledge of conditions outside the bubble is limited, but a team of scientists is outlining a mission that would change that. Interstellar probe would reach 1,000 times the distance between Earth and the sun, 7 times farther than any spacecraft has yet ventured. From that range, it would measure magnetic fields, cosmic rays, dust particles, and much more in the interstellar medium, the stuff between the stars. And it would look back toward the solar system to see how the sun's bubble interacts with the interstellar medium. So far, our only looks at interstellar space have come from Voyagers 1 and 2. They were launched in 1977 to explore the giant outer planets. They're still operating today, and both have passed beyond the sun's magnetic bubble. Voyager 1 is at 150 times the Earth-Sun distance, by far the most remote working spacecraft ever. Interstellar probe would use a new super booster and a gravitational kick from Jupiter to reach that distance in about a decade, and it would reach its target range in about 50 years. The mission wouldn't launch until the 2030s at the earliest. If it takes flight, it could give us our first good look at interstellar space. You can find more astronomy news in Stardate magazine. Subscription information at stardate.org. For the McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.